how do we actually use technology to look at all these issues? I mean, we're using technology now on methane leaks, and can we use that technology on water leaks? And can we now look at the mapping of land and so on? And that world is changing very quickly too. So part of my message here is if we have to survive this tough period and go forward, is also positioning yourself technologically and for the green space, which will create jobs, which will create industrial services to the Caribbean region as well, that is moving away from fossil fuels and Petrocarib and so on. So I think we have an opportunity if we manage it well.